In last week's 55-20 blowout of Mount Pleasant, Pella's quarterback was 13 of 20 passing for 272 yards and two TDs, with 15 rushes for 187 yards and five scores. That's a heck of a night for a high school quarterback. Except, as you might already know, it wasn't one quarterback behind center for the Little Dutch. That's the combined effort between junior teammates Ryan Mace and Aaron Downs.
Mace to throw. Blitz is coming. Has his man Downs inside the 20. A burst of speed. One man to beat as he'll drag a defender all the way down to the one-yard line. The fourth down play goes for 29 yards, and it's first and goal Pella.
Downs in the gun. Three receiver set. We'll try it right side. Has the blocking in front of him.
He does.
Down to the 30. Jukes one defender. Stays on his feet at the 20. Hits the sideline at the 10. An incredible run. Will turn into six for the Dutch. Touchdown, Pella.
37 yards. They had student body right.
Each of Pella's previous three starting quarterbacks, Noah Clayburgh, Nick Finney, and Ryan Gustafson, guided Pella to at least one state championship game. When Gus graduated last year, offensive coordinator Blaine Forsyth knew there was an opportunity to blend two unique talents into one big problem for opposing defenses.
We knew we had two guys that can throw the ball, and we knew that we wanted to get the ball in Aaron's hands just because he's a playmaker, and he has a big arm as well, but we also needed Ryan Mace on the field, just a little bit more consistent passer so we could really evolve our passing game.
In the 22 years that Jay McKinstry's been at the helm, the Little Dutch have always had one guy at quarterback, so this is a new venture for the program. Fortunately, one member of the staff does have some experience with the situation. Reed Evans was the offensive coordinator at Central College a decade ago when the Dutch used Nate Snead and Zach Bandow at quarterback during the school's last unbeaten regular season.
One of the quarterbacks was much more of a runner, and the other one was a little bit more adept at throwing the ball. One of the really cool things about that, when you have those two types of quarterbacks that are different, is as a defense, they have to prepare for almost two totally different offenses, and they have to recognize who's at quarterback, because, you know, for us, when Aaron's in the game, there is a little bit different threat of him running the ball. And then when Ryan's in the game, they have to be prepared to cover the field a little bit differently.
Downs, direct snap, pass and blocking, good juke move. Patience, a burst of speed in midfield.
Look out.
He may be gone. One man to beat at the 20, the 10, the 5, 6 for the Dutch. Touchdown, Pella, are you kidding me? Aaron Downs.
72 yards of him.
Mace to throw, zone coverage, has some pressure, flush from the pocket, rolls out right side, throws across the middle of the field, generally wide open at the 50, cuts near sideline at the 45, makes a defender miss. He's at the 30, reverses field again, and he breaks loose at the 20. One man to beat at the 10. He stays on his feet, and that's an incredible play, and a 6 for the Dutch. Touchdown, Pella!
When you break down the stat line from last Friday, Mace was 12 of 19 throwing for 263 yards and both touchdowns, while Downs ran for 135 yards on just 7 carries, a whopping 19.3-yard average, and 4 first-half scores. But the Little Dutch know it can't be as simple as putting Downs in the game when you want to run and Mace in the game when you want to throw. Evan says that being that predictable makes it way too easy on opposing defenses.
Aaron's got a good enough arm and can make plays in the pass game. And Ryan, as we saw last week at Mount Pleasant, can really run the ball to keep defenses off balance.
Downs, low snap, quick pass out to Shetterly. Lot of space at the 10. Makes a juke move. A defender misses. And inside the 5, down to the 4. Another Pella first down. And a fake handoff. Mace tries the left side. Has some blockers in front of him. Good vision and patience downfield to the 40. Near side, 45-yard line. Just shy of midfield at the 47. It's a gain of 17 yards.
While versatility is key, Forsyth says that they are working hard to game plan to each player's strengths.
Going into the game, we have, you know, these are kind of what the guys throw well. So just staying in their wheelhouse and what they're comfortable throwing with, and just knowing this is what you're going to throw, so you don't have to learn every single play that we have inside and out, who to read and stuff like that, because it can be a lot for the kids, you know, when they're playing both ways. So it allows us to really hone in on their skills and what they're good at so they can have a lot of confidence in the system.
One thing that makes the system work is the attitude of the two players running it. Evan says that Mace and Downs are both on board with what the Little Dutch are doing.
Both these guys are playing defense too. I mean, both guys are playing a whole bunch of football. So there's not a really big challenge of saying, hey, you're going to be off right now, because for the most part, they could use a little bit of a break for a little bit. And then I think we've done a nice job so far of getting them both in the game, and again, on both sides of the ball. So they're both playing a lot of football for us. They're both great football players and really helping us win football games right now.
And while Forsyth hasn't dug too deep into the play sheet in the first two games, he's been dreaming up ways to take advantage of having two great athletes at the game's most important position.
Whenever you have both of them on the field, you don't know where Aaron's going to line up. Is he going to line up at quarterback, receiver, running back, whatever? So there's just a lot of different things that we can do out of those formations and throw in different wrinkles as we go.
While he'll line up all over the field, Downs is once again listed as the starting quarterback tonight against Norwalk. But expect to see a heavy rotation between the two juniors as the Little Dutch look to use their 2QB system to get to 3-0. Reporting for KNIA KRLS Sports and Football Friday Night, I'm Trevor Castle.